and we have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum.
I'm Ann Northrup.
And we start with some sad news this week. We just heard that Terry DiCarlo, who was one of the heroes in Orlando after the Pulse massacre in 2016, has died at the age of 56.
And not to be flip, but more bad news. The Supreme Court is ready to overturn the bans on state funding of religious schools.
Actually, we'll talk about it. It's even worse than I wrote it. There's a controversy over Bernie Sanders accepting the endorsement from podcaster Joe Rogan.
It's sort of a gray area, probably. We'll debate that. Bloomberg, Mayor Mike Bloomberg, has unveiled his LGBT presidential candidacy platform. Got a little pushback on his record.
Getting a lot.
Yeah.
As many states are pushing a lot of anti-LGBT legislation, we've told you about that. The new Democrat-controlled Virginia legislature is passing a whole raft of pro-LGBT legislation. What a difference an election makes.
A beacon in the darkness. The director of gender studies is suing a Brooklyn college for anti-trans discrimination.
A gay couple in India is suing for the right to marry.
Martina Navratilova and John McEnroe, oh, those crazy kids, staged a protest at the Australian Open tennis tournament against Margaret Court, the very fundamentalist Christian anti-LGBT tennis star.
Over in Australia. We're going to give you the LGBT angles on the Grammy Awards, and we're going to review Grand Horizon on
Horizons
on Broadway, starring Jane Alexander,
yes,
and James Cromwell, and a Michael Urie character.
That's an in-joke. We'll explain it if you hang around till the end of the show when we talk about it.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, God. You know, we haven't talked about impeachment because I think it was just getting underway last week.
Okay. Fine. Let's talk about impeachment. It's a lie, it's a sham, and it won't work.
Sure.
We're very pessimistic. And as we're taping, they're starting the questioning period in the Senate, where the senators get to ask stupid questions of the House managers of impeachment and the president's
defenders.
They are
turning the president into a dictator and ceding all power to him. That's what's going on. And this is the end. If we don't have checks and balances from the Congress, then we have a dictator.
And they're doing it with lies and distortion. Alan Dershowitz was on The View today.
Oh, my God.
And it's all, other presidents have withheld money for other stuff. This is very normal. Well, did they do it for their own political campaigns to destroy their opponents? Or did they do it on behalf of perhaps human rights?
Yes. Look, now they're saying, and they're not wrong about this, that, of course, a president takes into consideration his political standing when he makes decisions.
Every decision.
Of course. Not to the exclusion. This kind of corruption.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The whole misogynistic Mike Pompeo thing with the NPR reporter. And not just that, but that he gets praised by Trump at the press conference over with Israel. He praises Pompeo for that. And then who pats Pompeo on the back as the president is praising him? Alan Dershowitz is sitting there, because Alan Dershowitz is very pro-Israel. And even though Alan Dershowitz says, I didn't vote for Trump and I don't support his policies.
But that, you know, praising Pompeo for what he did to that reporter, that
disgusting.
That is praising bullying and violence against
yes.
that woman. He attacked her full force. He did everything but haul off and hit her.
And as has been pointed out, you know, we're supposed to be going around the world criticizing other nations for the, for a lack of a free press, and we're and Pompeo says, "Get off my plane."
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And, so, of course, the while all this stuff is going on, the administration is using the cover of impeachment to push more outrages, barring pregnant women from
visiting
the country, limiting immigration to people of means. This is the Supreme Court decision. It's not a final decision, but the Supreme Court lifted the injunction on this. There was a decision against it.
What the Supreme Court said is, the conservatives of the Supreme Court, is it's okay to keep people from getting green cards if you think they might get food stamps one day or some other benefits. Poor people come to this country to make a better life,
right.
and then guess what? Their progeny grow up to be Steve Jobs.
And your ancestors, most of you, us, came here with nothing.
Exactly.
But they were white. All right. So the Interior Department has removed sexual orientation from workplace protections.
Yeah. And well, they're doing that department by department. Every department across the board.
Working their way through.
Yeah.
Trump, of course, Trump this week, he was over in Davos. He said, I'm going to look at cutting Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare by the end of the year. And then, of course, they said, you can't say this. So he said, no. The Democrats are destroying it. I'm going to save it. But, there's your ad.
You'd think so. And then when he got back, he went to the out on the mall or whatever and spoke to the March for Life anti-abortion people.
First president to do so in person. He says he
was there. We have a picture of him there.
He says, we're here to help every child fulfill their God-given potential. He didn't happen to mention how many abortions he's paid for, but, you know, he left that out.
Yeah, that's always my question.
He could, and they could forgive him because
they're big Christians. Can we show him at the
March for Life? You have the picture of Trump, but there he is. So, you know, getting a big hand.
Now, here's my question. Everybody's saying, oh, this is so great. He's the first president to show up in person at the March for Life. Well, where's he been the last 3 years?
Yeah.
Why didn't he show up for 3 years in person?
He sent Pence the last time.
And presidents since Reagan have called into the March for Life.
Right. And here's a statistic for you. In the first 2 years of the administration, for which they have data, 1,600 scientists have left government, a drop of 1.5%. There was an 8% increase in scientists under Obama, but he believed in science. He was from the fact-based community. One-fifth of high-level appointments in science are vacant in the administration. Good luck with the coronavirus epidemic with all these people leaving.
I suspect Trump will be bragging about cutting the federal budget because so many people have left and so many positions are vacant. Actually, he has, of course, created a huge budget deficit, even though he's left all these positions vacant.
And this is a big story. The administration is allowing Texas, and will allow other states, to block patients from getting any care at a health care facility that provides abortions. This is
what every hospital in the United States.
No, that provides mainly it's against Planned Parenthood. In other words, you can't access health care at Planned Parenthood because they do abortions.
But so do hospitals.
Well,
yes, no.
I don't. You know,
we'll get the facts on that. And in smaller scale, but just as outrageous, the United States is barring the entry into this country of a Guatemalan actor, Enrique Salonik.
He's the director and star, there he is on the right, of this movie, Jose, which is opening in New York on the 31st at the Quad Cinema.
Yep.
It won a big award at the Venice Film Festival. And they are basically saying to him, you don't have a permanent home in Guatemala.
He lives with his parents.
He's a kid. So you are a flight risk. You're going to—and he went to school here, by the way, in
yes.
Missouri.
Yes, for 4 years at college in Missouri.
So this is the way we're treating people. They're still working on it, but...
This is a gay movie. It's called Jose. It opens, as Andy said, in New York this weekend, and then in L.A. Yep. a week later, and then Miami a week after that. Jose. So you may want to go see that.
I'm interested to see it. Yeah. And then there was the Supreme Court this week. They heard the case to overturn state bans on funding for religious schools. But they're going further than just stopping the bans. They are essentially going to mandate the Supreme Court. They're going to get rid of all these Blaine amendments, which were passed in the late 19th century or maybe early 20th, which say you can't fund religious schools. 37 states have these
separation
things.
Separation of church
well,
and state.
But this is going to say if you give any money to any private schools,
yes.
you must give it to religious schools.
Yes.
This is going to be the new standard. Of course, it's going
yes,
to...
Yes, because you are abridging people's freedom of religion and discriminating
it's
against them.
Going to dry up funds for public education unless...
Well, they're having a fight about an aspect of this in Florida because
yes.
the companies, corporations, have given hundreds of millions of dollars to a state fund that gives money to private schools and religious schools, and the companies get a write-off. And the companies, this is back to the pride parades and pinkwashing, they're all very pro-gay, they march in the pride parade, but these schools that they're giving money to are very anti-LGBT, really virulently anti-LGBT, some of them. So now the story is coming out that they're funding these schools, and some of the corporations are thankfully, backtracking.
Yes, the Fifth Third Bank, that's the name of it. They dropped out when they were brought to their attention. But these are also called schools without rules. They've got some people who aren't even high school graduates teaching in these places because they're not being monitored. There are $1 billion in vouchers being given to these schools.
Well, it's a whole, it is, sometimes these schools are very good, valuable schools. I don't want to let anyone mistake the fact that that's true. But many of them are these scams. And this is why we are supportive of things like yes. teachers' unions that maintain standards.
Well, yes. And when you don't, yeah, well, when you don't have standards, our children aren't learning.
Before we get too far away from this, I want to quote an amusing letter from a viewer. John from Rosemead, California, writes, his idea of what the Democrats should do for the State of the Union address. Every Democrat should show up at the State of the Union with either a fidget spinner or a crossword puzzle. And maybe some chocolate milk, too.
This is all impeachment jokes.
Like that joke.
On the Davos trip, Trump, the White House, gave press credentials to something called True News, which is obviously the opposite. It's a right-wing Christian site that calls the impeachment a Jew coup planned by a Jewish cabal.
They have White House credentials, but the Associated Press cannot go on Pompeo's State Department trip.
No, I'm for free speech, but just so you know, the founder of True News, Pastor Rick Wiles, just said that the coronavirus is a way to rid the world of gays. I don't understand that.
Dream on, Reverend.
Why he thinks that you know, it's going to hurt us rather than other people. All right. Politics, maybe, huh?
Okay.
Well, so there is a controversy in the Bernie campaign, in the Democratic primary, over Bernie Sanders. He's accepted the endorsement of a guy named Joe Rogan, who was a podcaster who has been cited for racist and transphobic and other bad remarks. Sanders says he's building a big tent, and HRC is asking him to reconsider.
I read some of the quotes.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're bad, but I've heard worse.
Yes, and they're a while ago.
And they're a while ago, and he's apologized for some of them.
Yes.
Look, I don't listen to this guy. I assume he's not my, wouldn't be my favorite person.
Well, Are we going to go after every candidate who speaks at a church where the pastor is on the record
yes.
against LGBT rights?
Yes, I think
you wouldn't
we,
be able to go to most churches.
Well, I say yes, meaning we have to really think about where we right. are in all this. And I think what it has to boil down to, and what the Sanders campaign said in reply to these charges and outrage, was we accept endorsements from a big tent of people. We need a big tent of people yeah. to beat Trump, but we are not giving up our values. So you no. have to look at what right. people's, the actual candidates' stated
well, speaking
values,
of values
and platforms
I mean,
are.
And I know there's division on this matter among many of us, but Sanders is the only candidate to call for an end to the Israeli occupation of the West Bank that Trump and Netanyahu are calling a peace plan, but yeah. is really a plan for endless war. And Sanders supporters gathered at the gay bar in Providence, the Chastin Buttigieg next.
The Dark Lady.
Due to the dancing poll.
Yes. So right. they danced happily. Now, wait a second, I have this. I was looking at endorsements.
We want to talk about Bloomberg?
Yes.
As long as we're talking about presidential candidates?
Yes, and I'll continue to search for my notes.
So, Mike Bloomberg, we've got a picture of him here. Look at him.
Oh, here it is. The Stonewall Democrats in Manhattan in
yes.
New York City and the Brooklyn Lambda Independent Democrats endorsed Elizabeth Warren in this last
week.
These
are LGBT clubs.
Yep. And the Jim Owls Club yep. Endorsed Bernie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Mike Bloomberg, and as you pointed out, he does seem to be moving up in things, but he's rolled out his platform on LGBT issues. There he is eating gay ice cream.
He didn't look very happy. Can we look at him a little longer,
yeah,
please, while we talk about his
yeah.
platform?
Leave him up there with
Hold
the ice.
That up there.
He's never very comfortable doing stuff like this. Not like not like Nelson Rockefeller, who relished it. Anyway, he was claiming all these achievements, like he was the biggest supporter of same-sex marriage, for God's sake. He got it in New York. What do you mean you got it? In 2005, you appealed the decision ordering you to do it, and you delayed it for 6 years. You went to court citing Leviticus, saying, don't let them do this. I mean,
well,
please.
He tried to have it both ways. He did that while also supporting same-sex marriage.
You can't support it by appealing the decision.
I agree.
And somebody
I agree.
Said, well, you know, he came out a long time before.
Same time, 2005.
I remember all this. That was just as perverse as you can get.
Yes.
And as he said repeatedly, oh, he said to me one-on-one, he goes, oh, the corp counsel told me I had to do that. I had to appeal it. That is a lie. That is a lie. I mean, you know, the Attorney General of New York didn't even defend the sodomy law. You don't have to defend bad laws. And you did.
And I
will never forgive him for that. And I also never forgive him for being the biggest funder of the Republican
yes,
Party in New York,
absolutely.
Which kept Republicans in power in New York State, stopping almost every single piece of pro-LGBT legislation.
He also, the city council passed a law requiring companies that do business with the city contractors, to equalize benefits to employees with same-sex partners as to heterosexual couples, and he vetoed it.
And when they passed an anti-bullying bill, he called it silly, and he vetoed that as well.
And
so,
he also stopped condom. Giuliani had gotten rid of condom education in the schools, and Bloomberg refused to reinstate it. So.
Yes, until the very end. And I confronted him about that. I said, you got a public health school named after you at Johns Hopkins. What the hell are you doing? He said, well, we're not changing the policy. I said, exactly. You need to change it back because even before AIDS, we were allowed to do condom education. And Giuliani stopped it. And you continued that. We're talking here about people's lives.
Exactly.
You know?
So this is like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
His new platform, you know, passed the Equality Act, no discrimination, get rid of all the Trump horrors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's got a perfectly good platform. So here we are again with the Joe Rogan question. Do you go by his past things or do you go by his promises for the future?
He is clearly not the preferable candidate in the LGBT community. If, however, you're the only one running against Trump, you got my vote. You hear me?
Just wanted to establish
that.
Yes. But he's not preferable.
Now, in Maine, the Victory Fund has endorsed an opponent of Susan Collins, not the one I keep hearing about, Sarah Gideon, who was the House Speaker, but a guy named Ross Lejeunesse. He is a Google executive and a former chief of staff to California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think he's lived in Maine very long.
Since April with his husband.
Oh, my God. What in the world is it? Just because he has the most money?
And there's a good woman candidate there? Just because he's gay? Yeah. I mean, this is the gay USA show.
You don't know New England if you think Maine is going to vote for a non-maniac. Please.
Well, the Governor LePage was a bit of a maniac, wasn't he?
He was a maniac on two counts.
Yeah.
All right. Other local political news. In Tennessee, the governor there signed the bill allowing exemptions for adoption agencies on religious or moral grounds who don't want to deal with same-sex couples as adoptive or foster
care parents.
They
want to discriminate against Jews. They can.
Moral grounds.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they don't
religious,
have...
Religious, yes.
They can honor only their co-religionists if they want to.
Now, do anything again, they want.
People do that within religions, but not with my money. All right.
Yeah. In Springfield, Missouri, they're going to hold a demonstration at the Capitol next week on March... Maybe it is March, not next week.
March 7th.
There'll be a demo of drag queens at the State House in Springfield, Missouri, to protest a bill that mandates parental oversight of libraries. This is the big dust-up over drag queen story hour at libraries.
And they say they want to ban the drag story hour because to prevent predators from getting near the children.
Oh, my God.
They also want to, you know, ban any displays in the library that... might hurt children, et cetera. All right.
Now, I'm interested in this fight between Oklahoma and California.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is another gray area that's beginning to disturb me, but maybe you'll talk me out of it.
No, go ahead.
So California, like New York and several other states, when other states pass bad bills, like this bill in Tennessee or the possible bill in Missouri, start banning non-essential state-funded travel to these states.
Yeah, it means sometimes the state university can't send its team to the state.
Exactly.
Sometimes
observed in the breach.
Oh, please.
Yes. Well, Oklahoma is now retaliating against California because California barred non-essential state employee travel to Oklahoma on one of these grounds. So Oklahoma is now saying, well, we don't like California because they allow abortion and they are nice to gay people. So we're not going to fund any non-essential state employee travel to California.
Well, I do have to say, many years ago when Colorado passed Amendment 2.
Yes.
We had a meeting with Mayor Dinkins here in New York and the mayor of Denver.
Who is a good guy, but we nonetheless did a demonstration against him because he represented the state.
We did. And we sat in the meeting and, you know, we're boycotting your state because of this. And he says, look, we're for gay rights. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you had a referendum here in New York on this issue, do you think you would win it on gay rights? And
Excellent question.
He had a point. I'm trying to remember his name.
It'll come to me.
I know his name. You all know it.
Yeah, I know what his name is. But we did a demonstration against him at the Regency Hotel breakfast.
Yes.
The Lesbian Avengers, where we marched in and marched around all the rich people doing a demonstration.
Can we give them some good news? It really is good news in Virginia. The Senate, now this was already the more liberal body, and all these bills have to go to the House, but they passed bills banning conversion therapy, repealing the state ban on same-sex marriage, which is very important for when the Supreme Court reinstates the right of states to ban same-sex marriage.
Yep.
Established statewide policies for treatment of trans students, and in the divorce law, replaced husband and wife with parties to the marriage. And they made it easier for trans people to change their sex, listed on a birth certificate. It all goes to the House. Lots of action.
That's quite a list.
It is.
Well, Apple,
it's been pent up because they haven't had Democrat control.
That's true. Appleton, Wisconsin's Common Council, by a vote of 14-1, banned conversion therapy for minors.
And Utah's become the 19th state to do so within their way.
And Bowen Yang, the out gay new cast member on Saturday Night Live, gave an interview to the New York Times where he talked about how his parents sent him to conversion therapy.
Well, he said when his father figured out he was gay, something he left on the computer when he was 17, he said his father cried 4 days, and he had never seen his father cry. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to placate them, so he went to Colorado for this conversion therapy, which, if you read about it, sounds like the joke that it is, although it hurts people. And then his father was concerned about him, so he said, you're going to NYU where your sister can chaperone you. NYU, the gayest school in the country. Mm-hmm. And he said that's when he finally gave up on trying to be straight.
All right. Well, we should talk about Terry DiCarlo in Florida. He was the executive director of the LGBT Center in Orlando, and he was retiring from that or moving on.
He had another job in Miami at the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, but when the Pulse Massacre happened in 2016, he stayed. And he threw himself into helping the survivors, to helping the families of the victims, working, without any sleep, ends up having a heart attack several months later over all the work that he did. And he continued in Orlando until 2018 to deal with the aftermath. He was one of the first advocates on the scene. He was survived by his husband, Bill Huelsman.
Well, he died of cancer at age 56.
And a friend, Brent Rose, who raised money for his cancer, for Terry's cancer treatment, said, Terry teaches everybody that we all have two hands, one to help ourselves, but more importantly, another to help other people up. And he's remembered as one of the city's kindest people.
Very sorry to hear about his loss.
Yes.
In Brooklyn, New York, a professor at Kingsborough Community College, Dr. Red Washburn, is suing the college because they transitioned and came out as trans, non-binary. And the college, where they've taught since 2011, basically destroyed their teaching career.
Well, Professor Washburn tried to get a transfer to a more LGBT-friendly school than Kingsborough.
In the community, the city college system.
Yeah. And was denied. Jillian Weiss is the attorney on the case, our old friend. Mm-hmm. And Redburn identifies as trans, non-binary.
Red Washburn.
Oh, yes, Red Washburn. I apologize. Red Washburn identifies as trans, non-binary, and genderqueer.
The class was canceled. Their office was moved. They were continually misgendered. So they're suing.
All right. In Harlem, a trans woman, 26, Serena, was assaulted on the C train platform at 155th Street on Friday. A man came up to her. Are you a man? This is what happens to some trans women. Slapped her in the face and spit on her, knocking the phone out of her hand. Hate Crimes Unit is doing an investigation. The governor is concerned. The mayor is concerned. And so they are investigating.
In Syracuse, New York, a drunk man some time ago attacked a gay couple after a concert. Yeah. He punched one of them.
At the New York State Fair, yeah.
Yes, followed them for half an hour around the fair, broke their car window.
When they were trying to escape.
Yes, exactly. In so many of these cases, the gay people are not fighting back. They're not resisting. They're just trying to get out of there, and they keep being pummeled. Well, the guy has now accepted a plea deal, giving him 6 months in prison and 5 years probation. And he has to pay for the car window for anything above what the insurance payment already was.
And undergo diversity training.
Aye.
All right. In the Olympics, in terms of trans folks, Chris Mosier is the first out trans athlete to actually compete in an Olympic trial as their true gender. You may remember someone named Bruce Jenner who was in the Olympics years ago. But Mosier was in the 50-kilometer race walking trials, but was forced to drop out due to injury. But they're still counting this as a first.
Well, in other competition in Utah, Rachel Slauson has been crowned Miss Utah USA. Now, Rachel has come out as bipolar, as having attempted suicide. She has competed in the and is bisexual. I'm bearing the lead. She's competed for the title five times and finally got it. She will compete for Miss USA. She currently works as a crisis counselor. I would think that she has a lot of experience to do that.
In Indiana, the Seventh Circuit Appeals Court affirmed a ruling of the lower court that the state had to put the names of both lesbian parents on the child's birth certificate. The county of Tippecanoe only wanted to list the birth mom. The Indiana Attorney General is disappointed in the ruling, but the couple is relieved.
Back to sports news. If you are watching the Super Bowl this weekend and you pay attention to the ads, as many people do, you will see an ad for Sabra Hummus with a couple of drag queens.
Yep, we got a picture of it. There they are.
Now, they say these are the first drag queens in a Super Bowl ad. I seem to remember there was something earlier, but so let me know if you remember something,
too. We'll see. Those drag queens are from RuPaul's Drag Race, Kimchi and Ms. Cracker.
There's also a Sabra ad featuring two of the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa and Caroline, if you watch that.
Okay.
They are big enemies.
So in Philadelphia, the Pope accepted the resignation of the very anti-LGBT Archbishop Charles Chaput, I think his name is, C-H-A-P-U-T, replaced him with a guy named Nelson Perez, who's the Bishop of Cleveland, who was the first Latinx Archbishop for Philadelphia. Chaput helped defeat civil union legislation in Colorado as Bishop of Denver and supported expulsion of kids being raised by two mothers from a Catholic preschool. It's hard. He was, by the way, the first Native American bishop in the country himself. But anyway, we have little record on Perez other than they do have an LGBT family ministry in his diocese.
Yeah. And in Georgetown in Washington, D.C., another Catholic school story, Georgetown Visitation Prep School, which is a girls' Catholic school, it decided that it would announce in its alumni magazine same-sex weddings of its alumni.
Yes.
This has thrown the someone into a tizzy.
This we did report on this a couple of weeks ago, but the development, and of course, there was a woman who called in bomb threats from California who wanted
connection to the school.
Who wanted just enraged her, and it upset some alumni. But most of the alumni said, "That's great."
Yep,
that's
they get
great.
A lot of support.
But local Monsignor Edward Filardi of Bethesda said the move was a dagger to the heart and a betrayal.
Sorry,
but you know the nun who ran the school, Sister whatever, said we choose the gospel
Sister
commandment
whatever.
Of love. Her name is Sister Mary Birchmans.
Thank you,
Birchman.
I'm interested to see that HRC has some luminaries at their upcoming dinners.
Yes.
They're doing one in New York this weekend on February 1st, at which
you get Judith Light, I think.
But they're having Jeremy Harris, the author of Slave Play, and Matthew Lopez, the author of The Inheritance, along with Judith.
We saw Matthew's aunt in a show this week.
We did, and we'll tell
Priscilla
you about
Lopez.
That. But in L.A., at the HRC dinner on March 28th, Janelle Monáe. I might have to go to California. Not really,
right.
But I'm thrilled that she's accepting it, and she's accepting it as someone who is a revolutionary and doesn't believe in, you know, certainly has identified herself as pansexual and not believing in convention. So
maybe
I'm
she can
happy
move HRC
that.
To the left.
Maybe she can come do this show.
Attention, all of you in the military, LGBTQ or veterans, you got a new magazine. It's called Modern Military, and you can go to modernmilitary.org/magazine, and you can read it online.
And attention, those of you who have Apple TV Plus on Valentine's Day, they will start a five-part series called Visible, Out on Television. Executive produced by Wanda Sykes, Wilson Cruz, and a guy named Ryan White, not the young guy who died of AIDS. And it's a five-part history of LGBT people and images on television. I don't know that it will be anything revolutionary, but it's supposed to be a comprehensive survey. We haven't seen it.
I wonder if we're in it. We've only been around for 35
years. Don't hold your breath.
No, no. The Hallmark Channel, you remember that dust-up over them pulling the ad that included same-sex marriage, mm-hmm. a lesbian couple. The CEO of the parent company is out for mishandling that controversy.
And there is a little gay angle on the really tragic death of Kobe Bryant and everyone else in that helicopter.
Awful.
You know, there's been some talk about, do you talk about his rape accusation years ago? Did he grow up to be a nicer, more thoughtful guy, which I'm willing to believe. I didn't know him. I don't know. But he also had a history of having he got fined once for yelling, "You effing faggot," at a ref.
Who does he think he is, Alec Baldwin?
And then he apologized for that and became very LGBT friendly and supportive and really seemed to be a much smarter, nicer guy.
Obviously very beloved.
Yeah.
You know, we are all imperfect, flawed beings.
Yes, and it's nice when people can be thoughtful, analyzing what they've done and listening and being willing to hear people's concerns and change, which is certainly not what we can say about the current administration, to bring it back to where we started.
We certainly trashed Bloomberg here, but yes, obviously he's grown a bit on these issues.
Well, yes. If only he hadn't put all those Republicans in power.
Well, please. That's hard to forgive.
Yeah.
All right. International news?
Yes.
So, all right. Where are we? So, in Brazil, Bolsonaro's minister for women and families, an evangelical pastor, is implementing an abstinence-only sex ed program. I don't think that includes us. Written by religious groups. Now
U.S. religious groups. This is all modeled on all the evangelical nonsense that's spread here.
Whoa.
And they're claiming, studies show.
Why reinvent the wheel?
That abstinence education works.
It doesn't.
No, studies show it doesn't work.
They are confronting, and this is alarming, rising HIV infections and teen pregnancy. But, you know, Bolsonaro doesn't believe in abstinence. He's been screwing everybody in sight. But HIV is up 41% since 2014. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And teen pregnancy, they have 62 teen pregnancies per 1,000 births. In the United States, it's 18.
Well, you know, they're facing the same problem we are. Lies and ignorance from the people in charge, a dictatorship, and really evil stuff happening.
Go on the internet, kids, and you can learn how to protect yourself.
In South Korea, a big issue has arisen with the military. A soldier came out as transgender and got kicked out of the army. Byun Hwi Soo. I think we have a picture.
That's it. There.
Byun Hwi Soo.
Where are you?
I'm sure that picture will come up. No, that's the
that's
Catholic
the,
girls'
that's
school.
That's the nun. No, that's not the,
no,
the soldier. The soldier. You'll find the soldier, the only soldier on the list.
There you go. There's Byun Hwi Soo.
A sergeant in a tank unit who was told to leave right away after having gender confirmation surgery.
Yeah.
She's appealing the decision. The military was her childhood dream, an exemplary soldier.
He. Huh? Oh, wait.
No,
I'm sorry. I don't know if it's a No, you're right. Trans woman.
Okay. And
is suing to remain.
All able-bodied men have to serve 2 years over there. And so.
And she wants to serve. Yeah. She's not trying to get out of serving by transitioning. She wants to serve.
But just as in the United States these days, they consider it a disorder.
Mm-hmm. I'm amused by the new hit reality TV show in China, You Are So Beautiful. It is a copy of the Queer Eye program here, except all the cast members are straight.
Okay. In Croatia, a court allowed a gay couple, all right, to be foster parents in 2019. They had a long court case. They won. But the social welfare center in Zagreb rejected their application. The center says, we don't have to respect the court decision. And the couple is now having to appeal again.
Who do they think they are, Trump?
They are now appealing to the Croatian Ministry of Demography.
The court mandated that they had to be treated, allowed to be foster parents.
Well, we're not telling you why we're rejecting you now. We're just rejecting you.
Oh, I see. In Poland, we've been talking to you about all the anti-gay stuff in Poland, and that many Polish towns, mostly in the southeast, have put up signs saying they are free from LGBT ideology. So a gay activist went around to these towns and found the gay people there and posed them in front of these signs and put up signs saying that these are LGBT people in these Polish towns.
There's a picture there.
The right wing is freaking out about this. Freaking out. But the activist, I think, did a great, great thing.
In Israel, they agreed to Russia's demand that they ban LGBT people from adopting Russian kids.
Man, did they work that out at Trump Tower?
With the indicted Israeli Prime Minister and the indicted President of the United States.
Yeah.
The Church of England affirmed that sex only belongs within heterosexual marriage and that gay and non-gay couples in civil partnerships should be sexually abstinent. Sexual relationships outside of heterosexual marriage fall short of God's purpose for human beings, which is to have no fun at all and to die.
A male couple in India, Nikesh and Sonu, are suing for marriage rights. Since India repealed its sodomy law and allowed and instituted non-discrimination for LGBT people, some LGBT people have been pushing for the right to marry and say you cannot say you're not discriminating against us if you don't let us marry. So they are pushing India to the logical conclusion of this, and they have filed suit.
These guys had a secret marriage ceremony in a temple in 2018. So they're challenging that act.
Yes. Now, the Australian Open tennis tournament, one of the four Grand Slams, is on in Melbourne right now.
Oh, this is my favorite story of the week.
Well, the controversy continues because the most Grand Slam tournament winning woman, I think maybe person, is Margaret Court, Australian, who won all her tournaments a long time
24.
Ago. Some of us are old enough to remember that. But she, after ending her career, became an evangelical Christian and started preaching against gay people, against trans people.
Really vicious.
Vicious, hateful stuff. Very upsetting. Nonetheless, Australia had named one Margaret Court Arena at the tennis center there.
It's the second biggest one.
It's very upsetting to people. And so this year, just now, at the tournament, John McEnroe and Martina Navratilova stage a protest.
John McEnroe was also one of those guys who used to yell faggot at referees
and
things.
He's grown up,
but
too.
He has grown up. That's what I'm saying.
So they held up this little homemade sign saying Yvonne Goolagong Arena, which is a much better idea.
Yeah.
She was a lovely person. She still is, I'm sure.
She won 7 Grand Slam titles.
And Aboriginal, and really a lovely human being. screen, and Martina went and sat in an umpire's chair.
Tried to make a statement on the microphone.
got cut off.
And the officials condemned them for breaching protocol. But, you know, you got to breach protocol once in a while if you want anything to change.
Well, this is direct action.
Yes.
This is a great civil disobedience to do this. So I applaud them for doing it. And I wonder whether we'll ever get rid of Margaret Court's name on that arena.
All right.
And finally, in international news.
I have a few other things, but
go ahead. Well, I want to get to Sundance and Chechnya.
In Northern Ireland, the DUP leader, Arlene Foster, now they've got an assembly again there, a functioning government, but in the meantime, that they didn't, same-sex marriage and abortion were imposed on them, and she now wants to go back and...
I was worried about that.
She can't repeal it, but she wants to, like, set all kinds of religious restrictions and make sure nobody who has any religious beliefs has to have anything to do with same-sex marriage. So we'll see how that plays out.
You think she's going to succeed?
Well,
on the strength of what's happening here?
No,
yes.
Well, no, because minority parties can stop things there.
Yeah.
That's how they stop same-sex marriage.
Oh, so we may be able to stop it in the other direction. Okay.
In the United Kingdom, Franklin Graham is on a crusade this spring all over the country, but Liverpool's ACC conference venue has canceled him because he is incompatible with their values. The mayor of...
Ours, too.
The mayor said, Joe Anderson, called it the right decision. We're proud of our LGBT community and always will be, and cannot allow hatred and intolerance to go unchallenged by anyone, including by religious groups or sex. Graham says he's not against anyone, just wants everyone to know that God loves them. He wrote an open letter to the LGBT community. I don't hate you. Just your sin. All right.
In France, the Senate has approved in vitro fertilization for single and lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer women. Before, it was only okay for married straight women. But they will not allow any government insurance reimbursement to any of those people for any fertility treatments.
We apparently have the first pro out gay ice hockey player in the world, apparently. Zach Sullivan, a bisexual who plays for the Manchester Storm, 25. He made his announcement on Pride Week, and
he's not in the NHL.
No, total support of the team. The captain said, "This makes the whole sport better." And the anti-gay rugby player, Israel Folau, F-O-L-A-U, we've told you about him from Australia. He's sort of like Margaret Court, all this anti-gay spouting. He was signed up by the Catalan Dragons. Now, it's a Spanish team, but they play most of their matches in England.
In the Premier League?
It's something else. I didn't write the name of the league down. But Gareth Thomas, the out rugby player, retired, and others are opposing him. And the team in Catalan says, if he starts spouting this crap again, we're firing him immediately.
What happened to free speech?
Another
gray area.
Is it
violence provoking or is it free speech? It's a complicated world we live in.
It is very complicated. I could cite you a lot of examples that are very tough to decide upon.
Well, not so tough to decide on, but maybe tough to watch, is David France's new movie, Welcome to Chechnya. This just premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. David is the one who made the How to Survive a Plague, nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary.
And the movie about the murder of Marsha P. Johnson years ago,
and
or suicide, or we don't know.
Longtime investigative journalist for New York Magazine and others, and then got into filmmaking. And this newest project, was a big secret for a long time. Because he did not want people to know.
I found out about it at his birthday
party.
Well,
I found about it too, but that's not the point.
Russians at his birthday party.
It was a secret because they were filming secretly in Chechnya, and they did this thing. If you've seen The Irishman, they take. You know, Robert De Niro and...
Turn him into a young man.
They do, with, you know, the... Blah, 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 blah. graphic programs yep. that they can change people. So what David did was, rather than putting people in shadow or covering, putting them behind palms or whatever to
like
interview
Mike
them.
Mike Wallace did with us years ago.
And many people still do. He just changed their faces with this. Yeah. And there's one instance, evidently, where we've told you about the guy who came out and gave a press conference about having been tortured in Chechnya. Well, they covered this, and they have him. And as he's speaking, they take away the sort of mask, the wrong face, and reveal his real face. And it's evidently quite stunning. And but they have secretly filmed video on iPhones and stuff of people being tortured, and people have come out of the screenings at Sundance and said, this is really, really tough to watch.
Tough to watch. People have been left in tears. And it also focuses on the Russia LGBT network, which is trying to get people out of
yes.
Chechnya and save them.
It's going to air on HBO in June. Welcome to Chechnya. I don't know whether there's any possibility of seeing it before then. And it also talks about how these people from Chechnya are getting no help from the U.S. They're not being allowed to immigrate here. And this, because no one is standing up against the Chechnya authorities, now this approach to LGBT people, torturing, killing, is spreading beyond Chechnya to surrounding areas. And this is a growing phenomenon.
We're being scapegoated by failing governments. All right. AIDS news.
AIDS news. Well,
go ahead.
L.A. Yeah. The L.A. County Department of Public Health told the L.A. LGBT Community Center that they had to cut funding so that the community center would no longer be able to do the STD and HIV testing that they were providing free to
right.
thousands and thousands of people. Well, this caused such an uproar that the County Department of Public Health has now backtracked and
well,
said
only till March.
Yes.
For the moment.
Yes, for the moment.
And in LA, in the last 5 years, there's been a 98% increase in syphilis, an 80% rise in gonorrhea, and 25% in chlamydia. The biggest rise is in 15 to 24 year olds, African Americans, and men who have sex with men. So there's a crisis, and you need the testing. Primarily. And by the way, Broadway Cares is going to have their Broadway Backwards benefit on Monday, March 21st at the New Amsterdam at 8 o'clock. And they're going to have the 30th Broadway Bears benefit at the Hammerstein Ballroom. That's going to be on June 21st. It's two performances that night. We'll put that in our bulletin, which we send out to you.
Because those things sell out early.
Yeah.
All right. In entertainment news, we've told you about this. Have you seen Lily Singh, A Little Late with Lily Singh?
I watched a little online now that we're talking about her.
Yeah. Well, she took over the later spot from James Corden, I guess, and now does A Little Late with Lily Singh. She's an out bisexual woman of Indian descent.
Yeah, came out about a year into the show, I think.
Oh, I remember when she got the show
all
when
right.
we were
she was
talking
out from
about
the get-go.
Her. Yeah.
All right.
But she's evidently
late with Lily.
Her sexuality has been a point of some controversy, so she did a special monologue this week about her bisexuality.
She said it's been a very positive experience.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a stupid question.
There are no stupid questions.
Did you watch the Grammys?
I watched some of it, and I saw Lil Nas X do his number. Now, he got two Grammys.
Yes.
And the number was terrific.
Fantastic, wasn't it? Of this totally hit song. Yes.
And involved a lot of other groups participating with him.
He won, first of all, he won
best. He was introduced by Ellen, and she got a big hand for hailing him for being out gay.
And that outfit, by the way, that pink number is a Versace number combining both the cowboy persona and the bondage look, which was quite amusing.
Billie Eilish.
Wait a second. He won Best Video for the video version of Old Town Road, which I think is a very catchy song,
obviously.
And won Best Pop duo or group performance for the song.
And Michelle Obama won one, too.
Yes.
Billie Eilish, though, swept the major categories at the age of 18. And I'm not sure about her sexuality, but she did write one song just a year or so ago called Wish You Were Gay. And that was about wishing that a boy who rejected her was gay.
Yes.
And,
because, so that she'd have an excuse for him rejecting her.
It turns out he was gay. So we don't know about her.
No, I'm not crazy about her. I know. She wears baggy clothes so that she, you know.
You don't objectify her.
Yes. But I do like the song that she won a lot for, Bad Boys, Bad Guys, okay. Bad Guy. Billy Porter also made quite an appearance at the Grammys, and he started, he was giving an award or introducing someone singing. He said, good evening, men, women, and those who haven't decided yet.
That's a line from a play.
Probably. But
the
audience went wild. Hey! They thought that was great.
I think it was La Cage aux Folles.
And Brandi Carlile, out lesbian sort of country singer, new on the scene, won a lot of Grammys last year, did a duo with Tanya Tucker, the older time country singer. They have a big hit this year with a new Tanya album, and they won Best Country Song for this song they've written, Bring My Flowers Now, meaning Before I'm Dead.
Yes, indeed.
And they did a great performance of it. It was terrific.
Distribute your estates before you die, too.
Well, we have about 3 minutes. 2.5.
American Crime Story is taking on the Clinton impeachment, and Matt Drudge, who broke the Lewinsky story, is going to be played by out actor Billy Eichner. There's the picture.
And out lesbian Sarah Paulson will play Linda Tripp.
And Clive Owen is going to play, I think, Bill. And Paula Jones is going to be played by Annalee Ashford. Lewinsky by Beanie Feldstein. It's a Ryan Murphy production, naturally. Filming starts March 21st. No decision on airing before the election.
Congratulations to Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Justin Makita. They're having a baby.
We went to see Grand Horizons on Broadway. Two of my favorite actors, Jane Alexander, and getting a divorce from James Cameron.
Cromwell.
Cromwell. Why did I say Cameron? Cromwell, of course. James Cromwell, one of my favorite actors. That's the setup that they're going to get a divorce from the get-go. There is a Michael Urie character, as Anne discovered.
Didn't realize he was in the play, and I'm watching the play, and he comes out, and I say, gee, that guy looks, it sounds a lot like Michael Urie. I guess this is the Michael Urie part. And then it turns out it was Michael Urie.
Some of this was very standard comedy, but some of it was very funny.
It was. It was amusing. We liked it.
We had a good time.
And I stayed through the intermission.
That's right. And to the end.
Yeah.
Then I saw Soldier's Play. Now, this is 40 years ago, Charles Fuller's Pulitzer Prize-winning play. There's a powerful production there with, directed by Kenny Leon, starring David Alan Grier and Blair Underwood. And, you know, when it was done, it's about set in World War II at a base in the South, and it's about how bad racism was back then. And all you can think now is it's all very bad now.
It's interesting. I saw the original, and I remembered it as a Vietnam play, but maybe I'm thinking of the David Rabe play, which
was about
the same time.
Maybe you are, or maybe they changed things.
Probably not. All right. Well, Maren Johns is going to be back here next week,
and I will
be back in 2 weeks.
Maren
does a great job. I'm delighted to have her filling in.
And we thank you for being with us, and you can go to gayusatv.org to get on our email list and get some bonuses, including, what are we sending out this week?
No prizes.
No, but bonuses. We're going to give you Sufi's coming out story about being Muslim and queer.
All right. So go look at that, and you'll see us next week, or some of us.
Okay.